Lakes 101.5, it's time for today's good news story of the day, brought to you by Northeast Delta Dental. I have Mariah from the Concord Hospital Health Systems, and we are talking Pedaling for Payson. So when is Pedaling for Payson?
Saturday, September 19th.
Oh, yeah. So we got a little bit.
We
but
got a ways.
If you want to train.
Yeah.
Because how far is it?
There is something for everybody. So we have three different road rides that are 16, 30, and 50 miles. I definitely suggest training for the 50. It's a little hilly. And we have two gravel rides, a 22-mile and a 45-mile, and then a mountain bike loop, which is going to be within Elmbrook Park, but it actually goes into Henniker, and it has a stop at the Henniker Brewing Company, which is a fan favorite.
So the reason we're talking about it so early is because if you wanted to train and if you wanted to sign up, now's the time, right?
Registration opens today. And we are ready to have people sign up, create their fundraiser, start fundraising, and get their community ready to go. Pedaling for Payson raises funds for nurse navigation, which is a very special resource that we have within the Hope Resource Center at the Payson Center. And those are nurses that are able to follow patients through their diagnosis, through their treatments, and then into survivorship. The nurse navigators are disease specific, so there's certain areas that are more complex than others, and those are the patients that they follow. Nurse navigators are not everywhere, and every hospital looks a little bit different, so we're very lucky to have three of them at Concord Hospital.
They help you with your appointments, because that could be overwhelming.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming. The medical system is overwhelming, and they're there to help patients not only accompany them to their appointments, but they help them coordinate their appointments. When patients have a cancer or a type of cancer that's complex in its treatment, they have a lot of specialty care. They have a lot of different appointments, sometimes surgical. So keeping track of all that is a lot. And if you're not feeling well, it's even more. So that's where the navigators really come in and help navigate the system within for the patient who may have five or six different appointments in a given week. They're guides.
Because, I mean, it's scary enough hearing the C word,
mm-hmm.
but then you don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got someone by your side who has seen the progression of this disease,
mm-hmm.
they can help you navigate it better. And I'm sure it brings a lot of comfort and peace to people knowing that they have someone who has experience in this by their side.
Yeah, I think it really is. And on top of that, they can refer within to some of the other services that we have, which are all at no cost, including alternative therapy such as aromatherapy, Reiki, acupuncture, or even things like financial counseling and nutritional counseling. So they can refer right within the same office that they have with other people to help relieve stress and help the patient focus on healing or being in treatment and being the patient.
Now, what is the website so people can register for Pedaling for Payson?
Yeah, pedalingforpayson.org. And we are very excited for our 21st annual ride in September.
That's today's good news story of the day. You got a good news story? Email it to me, Heather at lakes1015.com.